Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishmas Am Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzia Daf Mem. The Mishnah and Udav tells us, according to Tanakamo, that the appreciation of the fruits depends on the amount of the fruits. Akol Fi Hamido. The more grain you have, the more depreciation you have. Comes up Yechirin Ben Nuri and says, V'chimim Ma'ech Patlim La'achborim V'alo Yoichlis Ben Me'arbe U'Bein Mikimo. So Yechirin Ben Nuri says, the ones that cause the depreciation, cause the grain to be diminished, are the mice. The mice eat the same amount. It doesn't matter how much grain you have here. They can eat the same amount. What does Tanakama hold? So the Gemara here is going to say that Tanakama holds, a lot gets lost, a lot gets scattered around. But Tosis brings the Yerushalmi over here. And the Yerushalmi says that the reason is, Hani achbere rishininu. The mice are rishoim. They're wicked. Why? Because when they come and they see grain, they come and eat it. And if they see a lot of grain, they call their friends. They bring a lot of mice to come and eat the tvuot, to eat the grain. So the Yerushalmi here describes that the mice are considered to be rishoyim. Because they, when they come and eat, they call their friends to give them food as well. And the obvious question that some of them unfortunately bring is that we just learned in this week's Parsha, Parsha Shmini, that there is a bird who's called a chasido. So Rashi on Chumash quotes the Gemara that tells us, "Lam nikrashma chasido shoyso chesed im chavorseh b'mezoinus." The chasido provides food to its friends. Now, although the chasido does this chesed to the friends, it's still a oif tome. Yadua, they say in the name of Chidush Harim, the reason why it's still a oif tome because it does chesed only with its friends. And now with any other creature, now with any other birds. So that's not a real chesed. A real chesed is only when you give it to everybody. I saw that they bring the Rashi in Kedusha Daf Memtes. He also explains a reason, because that chasidus that they do is not real. Rashi says it's called Gasa Saruach V'Chanufo. They do it only to find favor in the eyes of the friends, not really because they care about the friends. So I'll call upon him, a chasidah doesn't do a perfect job. But it's still called a chasido because it does chesed with his friends. So why by achborim, by mice, when the mice call the friends to eat, they're called rishoyim. And when the chasido is giving the friends, it's called chasido, it's still loif tamim, it's a chasido, it's loshon chesed. What is the difference between a chasido and a mouse? So the Imre Emes says, it's printed in the Likutim of the Imre Emes, and it's brought down as a story that the Imre Emes did after the Holocaust. That the Imre said two answers. What's the difference between the chasido and a mouse? Answer number one is the chasido always gives its friends, regardless of how much is there. Even if she has only a little bit, she gives her friends. And that was the message after the Holocaust. Even if people have only a little bit of food, they should share with their friends. But the mouse, as our Gemara is saying, based on the Yerushalmi, we're saying that a mouse only calls the friends when there's a lot of grain. When there's only a little bit of grain, they eat it themselves. They don't really care about their friends. Only if there's enough for themselves, they will give their friends. The second answer the Imre Emes says is the chasida takes it from hefker. Chasida, where did she get her food? She flies around, gets food, which doesn't belong to anybody. But the achbar is stealing from the owner. So that's why the achbar is called a rasha, while the chasida is called a chosid. So that's what's brought down the name of the Imre Emes. But the truth is that this point is addressed already way before the Imre Emes. The Ramchal in a Sefer Adir Bamorim, which was written on the part of the Zohar called Idro. And he speaks in a Kabbalistic term what Achbar is. And he mentions there that the reason Achbar is a Rasha because the Achbar doesn't really enjoy eating the grain. It just does it for the purpose of destruction. And he points out that's really the difference between a Tzaddik and a Chosid. The Tzaddik is someone that brings Hanah to everybody around him. And the achbar is the opposite of a tzaddik because he brings destruction. Not only does he enjoy himself, he himself is destroying what he has. He has no hanah at all. And the Tzaddik HaKoyen goes on to say in his Sefer Yisrael Gedoyshim that the concept of the achbar is when people have a taiva of mammon, that's what the Pasuk says, b'chol moidecho, they want money even though it's not good for them. He says that's a dugma of the achbar who's a rush. I mean, that yetzer hara of prisoners doing something with no benefit for himself at all, that's the tzara of the achbar who is destroying the grain even though he has no enjoyment at all. And the Rebbe of Tzaddik, the Ishbitzer, and the Meir Shiloh Chelik Beis on the Likutim of the Yerushalmi, they bring the Imamis, asked this question and said this answer. He brought the question of the Imamis, that what's the difference between a Hasido and an Achbar? The Hasido is called a Hasido, and the Achbar is called a Rasha. And he answered, the Hasido is doing the Chesed because of her. She was merciful. She wants to help. She wants everybody to benefit. But the Achbar's intention is to destroy, to cause damage. And when it can't do damage himself, it calls its friends to help to do damage. That is the definition of Achbar, and that's why Achbar is called a Rasha. Someone who does something for no benefit, just to cause destruction, is a Rasha. That's what the Achbar represents. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.